Jones steps up, throws to the back, touchdown! Marquez Valdez Scantling.
This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. Well, the Chiefs will be hosting the AFC Championship game for the fifth straight year. The Bengals beat the Bills on Sunday, so the game is in Kansas City instead of Atlanta. But the Bengals have beaten the Chiefs three times in a row, and all three of those games happened in 2022, the same calendar year. Now we're in 2023. Maybe the Chiefs' luck will change. Patrick Mahomes says he is going to be ready to play.
I mean, I'm not coming out of a playoff game unless they take me out. And so I'm just going to play. I love this sport too much. I love this game. I love playing with my teammates and being able to go out there and enjoy it together. And we prepare all year to be in the playoffs and to play in these games. And I'm glad that I was able to get back in the game. And, I mean, it's something that I just love competing in this sport. And pain is pain, and you have to deal with it either way.
Patrick says being the first quarterback to host championship games in his first five seasons is more about the team and not just him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a credit to the team I have around me, the coaches I have around me, and the organization in general. I mean, we prepare ourselves every year from training camp in St. Joe's, Missouri, to be here. But it takes a day-by-day process, and I think the coaches preach that, the players do that, and the organization around us supports us in that mission. And so we just try to do whatever we can to be in this position to get to this AFC Championship game, and then now we'll find a way to get to the Super Bowl, and that's going to take a great week of preparation and practice.
I have to admit, when I saw Mahomes get stepped down, I saw the replay. My first thought went to Lawrence Taylor, Joe Theismann, that Monday night game in the 80s when Theismann's leg, we know what happened there. I thought, man, Mahomes is lucky. And then I'm thinking, all right, how do they come out of this one? Are they going to be able to do this again? And, you know, you looked at him, you saw him slam his big coat on the ground, and then he was running up the tunnel.
Yeah, I obviously didn't want to go back and see it. I didn't want to go get the x-rays or whatever it was. I wanted just to continue to play. I told him I would do it at halftime, but Coach, I mean, in the best interest of me, he made me go back there and get that x-ray before he put me back in the game. And for a while, I thought I could get and play through it, and then he said, I'm not putting you back in, so you might as well go get the x-ray, and then if it's negative or whatever, I'll put you back in. So I ran back there, got the x-ray, and was able to play, finish the game.
But for the good part of that second quarter, it was up to the veteran backup, Chad Henne. And, you know, he had to do this a couple of years ago against Cleveland. And, you know, he looked really comfortable, ready. And I think the team played with a little extra juice, too.
I don't know if it's just like riding a bike, but you're always prepared. And I think with this offense, obviously all our weapons that we have and staying prepared each and every moment, I think you just stay ready. And when your number's called, you just go in there and do what you did in practice in the meeting rooms, and you just take it to the game.
And they didn't help him out. They started on the 2-yard line. The Chiefs go up 17-7 at that point when he puts together that drive. That took off quite a bit of time off the clock. He had that one pass that nearly got picked off, but boy, that touchdown really set the tone for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I mean, they did a great job. I mean, changing field position just like we did. And I think at that point, it's just take what they give you. You know, just a couple of the first play was a stick, hit Kelsey and kind of got us going. Then we had a nice run. And, you know, you get in a little rhythm and you kind of keep the pressure on. And, you know, the biggest thing was just rely on your preparation just like you do in practice.
Well, so much was placed on Henne, the storyline, and it really should be on Henne, the job that he did there stepping in the second quarter, and then what Mahomes was able to do in the second half. But almost overlooked is the defense really played one of its better games. They got the two turnovers late, and when Mahomes went down, it looked like everyone stepped up the intensity. I mean, the offense, they were running harder. Isaiah Pacheco was, you know, running into defenders. You could just tell it meant a little more. From the middle of the second quarter on, it became a fourth quarter game. And like each play had to be buttoned up. You couldn't have blown coverage, missed tackles or assignments. Each play meant so much more. And then Nick Bolton, the former Mizzou Tiger, who's just been an absolute stud and star for the Chiefs, recovered that fumble, always in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, man, obviously, you know, you got up your level of play, man, especially with a player of his caliber, man, best quarterback in the NFL. So when he goes down, we got up our level of play, and I try to give the offense many opportunities as possible down the stretch. And I feel like on defense, we did a hell of a job winning key situations and unfortunate field goals when we needed to.
All right, so now my concern Mahomes did things to get the job done when he got back in the second half, but he's not going to heal. So the question is, can he mentally get past playing that pain? And is he going to be able to make the throws?
Talking to him, it feels better. I mean, it feels better than I thought it was going to be now. Obviously, I have a lot of adrenaline going right now, so we'll see how it feels. But I'll hop right into treatment tonight and try to do whatever I can to be as close to 100% by next week. But luckily for us, we played the early game on Saturday, so we get an extra almost half a day that I can let that ankle rest.
All right, so the Chiefs now taking on Cincinnati. Look, they're a very good team, but it also gives Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy an opportunity to maybe scheme some different things to make the most of what Mahomes would be able to do. This will be a big test for pass protection for the Chiefs' offensive line. One thing I'm encouraged about, Cincinnati's offensive line is banged up. They've moved around some players. The Chiefs have to dial up some blitzes. They've got the manpower up front to do that, maybe force Burrow to get rid of the ball. But he's got Ja'Marr Chase, his top receiver, his big tight end, Hayden Hurst. If weather conditions are good, bad sprained ankle or not for Mahomes, those teams will be scoring in the 30s if the field conditions are right. It's going to be a great game, and we will see it all happen. The AFC Championship game is Sunday, and a 5:30 kick, and that will be with Jim Nance and Tony Romo on the call. That'll be great. Driving I-70 may get easier in the future, and snapping selfies may not get you into the Hall of Fame of photos, but there's a place in Missouri where you can see the best of the best when it comes to photos from around the world. That's what we've got coming up, so settle in. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.